B104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go with the Pet Shop Boys, and it is 7:50. That means it's time to get to the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should not repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so Tom Holland was hilariously denied the chance to buy his own brand of non-alcoholic beer, which is Barrow, at Target due to his UK ID not being accepted.
Okay, so success. I found some. I bought it. They wouldn't accept my ID because it's English and I couldn't prove my age. So a really lovely employee, I guess, scanned their ID.
Ooh, is that legal?
And it's kind of ironic that I wasn't allowed to buy my own product. But yeah, feeling good. This is really exciting.
I'm wondering, is that why he took that Instagram video down? Because somebody else actually bought it for him? Travis Kelce reportedly spent $100,000 on Valentine's gifts for Taylor Swift, but he topped it off with a homemade card because he wanted to, quote, include something extra personal. Sharon Osbourne shut down an offer for Ozzy to appear in Pirates of the Caribbean?
I said no. Because Johnny wanted Keith to be a pirate.
Yeah. She thinks it's the biggest mistake she made for him. That would have been pretty interesting. Ozzy and Pirates of the Caribbean. It was hard enough to understand Johnny Depp. Justin Bieber has unfollowed Diddy on Instagram, and also Drake, The Weeknd, and Selena Gomez's fiance, Benny Blanco. Paris Hilton's toddler, Phoenix, shocked her by repeatedly saying a four-letter expletive during dinner.
Did you just hear that?
It's on video.
What did you just say?
And he just kept saying it. Listen, they only got to hear it once. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are seeking $350 million for their recorded music catalog. They already sold their publishing rights for $140 million in 2021. Wicked will hit Peacock on March 21st. Will Smith is developing a sequel to Hancock, and he's trying to get Zendaya on board. I don't know if that's going to happen. And Ryan Reynolds' Justin Baldoni joke on the SNL 50 special was his idea, like any of us doubted that. Check out the trailer for the documentary Cheech and Chong's last movie.
I never met anybody quite like him.
It's very painful sometimes. Ow! But he's my best friend.
It's yin and yang, Cheech and Chong.
I love them so much. Early screenings will be held in theaters on 4/20 with a full release later that week. And a dirt alert, Olivia Munn once turned down a seven-figure settlement for a co-worker's misconduct, had to scramble that word, because it required her to sign an NDA.
There were other things that happened on this movie set personally to me that was really not okay. And it was so traumatic that I had to file complaints with the studio, and I was offered a lot of money, seven figures, to accept, I guess, their apology and them taking acknowledgement of it. But it came along with an NDA.
NDA, the enemy of the truth. That's it. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.